Well, joining us now is the director of the energy program at the Grattan Institute, Tony Wood. Tony Wood, we've heard the government's analysis of just how much carbon this policy will take out of the atmosphere. Do you accept the numbers? Will this work to reduce Australia's emissions?
Well, if you look at the package, as described, the target that's locked in beyond even 2015, 2016 and beyond 2020 is the minimum 5% target below 2000 emissions. And so, effectively, from what I can see, no matter what happens, that will be the target that will be legislated.
So do you think that this tax does hit the key polluters sufficiently?
I think it does. I mean, I do agree with Stephen that there are some areas of compensation that we would suggest were probably unnecessary. But maybe that's the price we have to pay to get the boat on the waters and get floated. I think there are some areas like that. But I think it does provide sufficient clarity for investors now to make some serious decisions about what we need to do to start to transform the energy sector. I think it also provides clarity for households who now can see what it looks like for them.
How workable do you think is the proposed move from the tax to the trading system in 3 years' time?
Look, I think the first thing about that is that they're going to apply a floor on the price and a cap on the price for the first couple of years. Now, that's like a training scheme on trainer wheels. For the first couple of years, we'll be taking it steady. We won't be subjected to significant shocks either internally or internationally. There's a price for that, by the way, in that we are restricted, therefore, in terms of international trading. And in the long term, as the Treasury modelling shows, international trading is a significant source of ways of reducing the cost of this in the long term. But in the short term, it's a good idea. And therefore, it helps the transition from the fixed price to a trading scheme on wheels, and then we're away a few years after that, provided the new authority, the Climate Change Authority, then recommends to the government that it's time to take the price and cap, price floor and price cap away.
You say that it restricts us in terms of international trading. The Climate Change Minister, Greg Combe, was keen to say that we would be able to be involved in the international market on this. Are you saying it just restricts us in the 3 years before we go to the trading system?
To start with, there'll be restrictions, because if we've got a fixed price, then clearly we won't be able to trade. And then subsequently, and up until I think it's 2020, there will be a maximum of 50% of obligation that the companies or the industries that are under this system will be able to acquit against that. Now, that will be reviewed. So the idea is that in the longer term, the expectation would be that the scheme is fully, Australia is fully able to participate in the global market. But again, the initial restrictions are to try and give greater certainty, both on the environmental side and on the economic side. And that probably makes sense.
There are a number of new bodies set up under this plan. There are two that relate to renewable energy, encouraging renewable energies. Are they going to work?
I think, well, two things. Firstly, the Renewable Energy Agency is an important step because, as the Grattan Institute pointed out some while ago, there have been some challenges with applying the existing capital grant schemes effectively. In many cases, the money hasn't even been spent. So hopefully, the new agency will have learnt from those and will seek to incentivise the renewable energy sector in a much more productive way. Much more interesting, however, is the new fund which has been established to provide direct investment in low-emission technologies. Now, I'd have to say it's a little disappointing that CCS has been deliberately excluded from that fund. However, on the other hand, the extent to which that fund will be able to use loan guarantees or concessional loans or even equity is clearly a positive step move forward, and it replicates what countries like the US have done, for example, in providing significant loan guarantees to very large renewable energy projects, solar projects, for example. So those two bodies, I think, are a significant step forward. Probably the most very important one is the role of the Productivity Commission in looking at the whole issue of the compensation scheme for a trade-exposed sector.
Tony Wood from the Grattan Institute, thanks very much.